I'm used to using the bathroom in my own bathroom.
Yes.
And I went into the bathroom the other day and I go into one, I open one of the stalls and it looks like a shit grenade has gone off.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, look,
like the spit valve has ruptured. Like this.
We are all professional people here.
Clearly not that.
That have college degrees and, you know, everything. I mean, this is a corporate job.
Well known with a college degree comes the ability to not shit.
So. Well, and no, but I mean, it was on the seat.
Explosive diarrhea.
And
have you thought about calling into the Big Fatty Online show about this during Shark Week? Like maybe you can talk about the explosive diarrhea.
I can't. And it wasn't even diarrhea. It was just like, it was anyway, regardless, I don't have to go into detail to describe everything, but I was just thinking to myself, you know, as a professional person, as someone who, you know, cares about my life and cleanliness and everything else, like
as someone who has managed to shit inside the bowl, for 40 years.
Look, yes. If that happened to me, mm-hmm. if that happened to me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And it's like a shit grenade. Oh.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4113. The BFO for the 10th of November 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and take care of some things in the e-letter box. Runs Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, you're Larry the Veterans today, because y'all, this weekend, it's the Larry the Veterans Day weekend. Y'all, Larry the Veterans Day is on Saturday, and Brian in the Bury up there, he always likes to make sure that we know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Yes, Big Fatty. And he reminds us that Memorial Day, which is the end of May, is when we honor those who served in the armed forces but who are no longer with us. And so it's Memorial Day, but Veterans Day is when we celebrate and honor those who are living, who have served or are currently serving in our armed forces. And Big Fatty, I just want to give them a big old MRE of cake. Big Fatty, we surely can do better than an MRE. Well, how about... how about 10% off at the Golden Corral? Perfect, Big Fatty! That's just perfect!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all, in addition to Larry the Veterans Day, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's because 9 months prior was Valentine's Sex Day. It's true. Y'all, our first two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, they're both over there in the UCK. Y'all, you can hear them regularly on the Shy Life little show. Every once in a while we get a call from them. I am talking about none other than It the Alien and the Shy Yeti. Big Betty, we love It the Alien and the Shy Yeti. We do indeed. And y'all, that on Saturday, y'all, he used to be a co-host on the Stinky Orangutans. He moved, he and his husband moved, but moved away from the Chicagos, but they're back now. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only, y'all, I met him. I met him at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. Y'all, I'm talking about James LaRoy. Big Patty, we love James LaRoy. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all just got to start off with the one, y'all. He's the number one fan of the BFO Times 2. Y'all, met him many times at Pride 48, and y'all, he was recently at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and y'all, I hope he comes to Leather Weather. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Bill in St. Louis. Big Teddy, we love Bill in St. Louis. And y'all, then, y'all, he used to be the producer on that gayish little show. Y'all met him down there in Knowledge. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only fucking Dan. Big Betty, we love fucking Dan. I wish he would come to Leather Weather. And y'all, then, y'all, he was the co-host of the Daily Purge, which came out weekly. Y'all met him at my meet and greet up there in the Chicagos many, many years ago. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Jamaicans. Big Betty, we love Jamaicans. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal for the weekend. Y'all, you hear about his shenanigans all the time here on the little show. Y'all lives right down the street from in the villa. Y'all, if you've ever met him, you'll never forget him. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Nip.
Big Betty, we love the Nip.
Yes, we do. And y'all, so if you see It, or the Shy Yeti, or James LaRoy, or Bill in St. Louis, or fucking Dan, or Jonas, or the Nip, on the Twix, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, or the Grin Doctor, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, we do.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the 10th of November, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, never met either one of these folks in person, but y'all, one of them I know very well. Y'all, she is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. She is over there. She's up there in the Delaware. And y'all, she and her husband have a... Michael is his name. They share many things.
Yes, Big Betty, especially COVID twice.
Well, yes, and so, but y'all, I am talking about none other than that Fritzy 57 from the Twix, and Michael, the probably the quiet one in that household. Y'all, so if you see Francie, I don't even know if Michael's on the social medias, but if you see Francie or her mannequin heads, wish them all a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Betty, hi-oh!
Happy anniversary!
All right!
Knock it off!
This is into the BFO Cook Research. Big Fatty has found the archway stars and bells.
For Larry the Veteran Weekend and the finding of the cookeries. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, Vader, old Vader, and yes, Big Vader, he's supposed to be out looking for Larry the Veteran in the death copter. Well, he probably is. Vader and the Jar, y'all, they stopped by the villa. The Jar had volunteered. Or that may be with rabbit ears, volunteered by Vader to help get the crema tree out of the storage area. Y'all, I can't move it. And y'all, the Nip and I tried to move it last year, and y'all, it's y'all, the thing weighs a ton. And the Jar even had trouble carrying it. But y'all, you know, he's playing rugby now. And so it was like rugby practice. And y'all, I heard the doorbell just ring. I don't know if that's the Nip or not. It is the Nip. He has come to join us. He must be out on his Nippa walk. Are you out on the Nippa walk?
Yeah, a little tiny one.
Do what?
A little tiny one.
A little tiny one. Okay. Anyway, the Jar came over and Vader and y'all got the crema tree into the villa, and they helped me get it in the stand and y'all at work. And then in honor of having to carry the heavy load, I let the Jar push the button and let it engorge. Big Fatty, can you find a better word? Get hard and girthy. That's much better. anyway, y'all, and y'all, it's just lovely. It's just lovely having the crema tree in the inside the villa. And over the weekend, I'll probably be decorating it all up and everything. I don't know. I'm not on any kind of timeline or anything. But that's kind of where my mind is, Big Fatty. I'm glad you found it somewhere. Anyway, after they left, y'all, watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And then, of course, I watched the Jeopardy, and y'all. Then it was the Survivor, and y'all. It was a real good episode of the Survivor. I recorded the big run because you know it was all too late for Big Fatty. And I crawled into the Amen Chamber about probably 9:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all. And y'all woke up a little bit after 5 a.m. in the morning. So I spoke too soon about the body clock readjusting to a standard time. But I did get up in TT and roll over and went back to sleep and got up just in time for Miss Gail King. Had my breakfast, did the newspaper, read the puzzle. No, I read the newspaper, did the puzzles, and then it was off. I was off on the morning Nipple walk. Y'all, I only did Fat Acres because, y'all, earlier in the morning, I got a little burp, burp, and y'all, so I cut my little Nipple walk short, and this happened.
Mystery Day, are you ready?
Be ready.
for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, no squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my muscly gentleman caller, Herbert Wordy. What you doing? I said, let me guess, setting up the special chair. He says, I'm on my way. And so, y'all, he came over. Y'all, I hadn't seen him in a long time. And, y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Big, fatty Dr. Stone never lets you down. Not that doctor. Y'all, speaking of the doctor, I have my annual Medicare checkup, physical, if you will, later this afternoon. So I'm sure I'll have the cancer report for you on Monday. But anyway, when he left, then I did one more of the inner loop, and y'all, then I came in and I, and while I was having my brufkas, I did some paperwork for some things for Olive, and then I had to go get a medallion security seal or something like that on these. You have to go to the bank or the credit union or whatever, and so I went to the credit union, and the girl was just as nice as she could be. And so I got all that taken care of. I just got to make some copies for me and the attorney. And then I'll be putting them in the United States Postal Service later this afternoon prior to going to my doctor's appointment. And, y'all, then once I left the credit union, I went by the Sam's Club. And, y'all, before I went in there, I went into the Walmart, and, y'all, I had a hunch that I went and I looked in. I hadn't gone all the way down to where the dairy case is, and, y'all, at the far end of the dairy case, I saw a display, and, y'all, as I walked closer and closer to it, I saw the Archway Bells and Stars cookeries. Y'all, they had six packages of them. I bought all six. Y'all, I was happier than a pig. Well, you know what I was happier than. And, y'all, then I ran into the Sam's Club. I needed to get some solid for Friday at Fatty's, and I got me another rotisserie chicken. And, y'all, they started offering the fresh-squeezed orange juice. And so I got a quart of that. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Larry the Veterans weekend. Y'all, I said I was going to catch up on some things in the e-letter box. I'm not going to have time for that, obviously, since the music's playing. But y'all, I did learn that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. And Tommy, they're coming to the leather weather weekend. And y'all, if you've got an interest, get off your ass and come. Yes, Big Fatty, everyone hopes to come that weekend. Never mind, I've made it vulgar. You have. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, speaking of making it vulgar, y'all, that was the kids from over there at The Mix, and Adam, what did you think of today's little show?
And it's like a shit grenade.
A shit grenade. Well, that's pretty much like every day.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.